This is Doug Green, and I'm the publisher of Telecom Reseller. And today I'm with Sean Whitley, who's the Vice President of Sales Americas for Meetup. Sean, thank you for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
Well, this is going to be a very exciting topic. We're going to be talking about scaling for global connectivity. We're going to be talking about great opportunities for companies that maybe have not thought of themselves in a certain way. So I want everyone to stay listening because I think this is going to be a really good one. So, you know, we've done a number of these podcasts about Meetup, and I think our readers at this point have probably seen some information about you. But could you give us a better idea for those who may not have a clear idea about Meetup, more information about Meetup?
Yeah, Meetup is a leading provider of global omni-channel communication solutions. So we're offering very easy to integrate SMS, voice, and other chat app APIs for any sort of customer engagement, you know, end-to-end business messaging for your brand. And the biggest thing for us is we have a very unique platform that really ensures that all the largest brands in the world are ready for what's next with their customer engagement.
So we're going to be talking today about scaling for global connectivity. And my first question is, the cost-quality equation is always a delicate balance. How do messaging businesses prioritize?
Yeah, that's a tricky one. You know, it's always important to manage budgets, but at the same time, manage expectations. You know, it's not realistic to offer the highest quality, highest conversion on all of your communication at the lowest possible price in the world. Like, it's just not feasible, especially when we talk about globally. Every market has its unique intricacies. And so providers have to really decide what type of quality do they want to provide to their customers and what type of service are they considering offering along that, at what price point. And so that's something that's really unique to Meetup that I really, it attracted me as to why I ended up coming to join the company was we set up our own, you know, AI routing system and our own test network of real phone numbers that allows us to constantly know what is the most efficient route at this moment, what's the most reliable route from not only like delivering messages and having your users receive those messages, which is obviously critically important for their experience and for your brand, but the reliability factor of how quickly the messages are getting there from a latency, is anything being manipulated or changed in your message, which could impact, again, what you're trying to convey to them, depending on the use case, but also balancing that with cost efficiency. So we're able to look at that on our platform and determine in real time which route is optimal for the best experience, the expected experience, and the price point. And this is something really unique to us because it's a global priority. We're not just a specialist in one region. This is something that we're doing for some major brands globally. And I think when you look at it from the customer's perspective, they have to look at the overall experience of their user and determine like what is more important to them. Is it really about getting those messages or those communications out to their users? Or is it about, you know, saving some money here and there? And what can they afford to save and sacrifice? I mean, it's a delicate equation, but I think it's about the transparency between the provider and what their capabilities are and the customer and what they're trying to do for their end users.
And, you know, I before we go on, it seems like also I'm hearing that you really benefit from doing business with a company like Meetup because of the level of experiences that you have. In other words, the level of knowledge and data that you come to the table with instead of having to try to replicate all that on your own.
Absolutely. I think our platform, like our background is we came from the wholesale market where we actually provided these SMS routes and capabilities using this platform to help them get the most efficient routing. And we've brought that to the enterprise brands directly in the last 2 years here. And all of that data of our test network, being able to see these real-time messages instead of just relying on, you know, DLR receipts or other conversion metrics provided by the customers, we see in real time what's happening with our different routes. And then our system can automatically take that data and make dynamic routing changes. I mean, that's real time changes, and that immediately impacts the experience your customers get. So it really has been our differentiator in the market. Absolutely.
So when we talk about scale, we must also be talking about a global presence. So, you know, why is that so essential to ensure a global offering?
Well, I mean, the world is more connected than ever. I'm sure you've heard this statement before, that the post-pandemic world, the digital revolution, everything is being accelerated at an incredible pace. And the more and more that people come online and utilize these services, we need to immediately connect people all over the world. We're not selling to just from the mom and pop shop here locally in this community. We're talking about these brands that have users distributed everywhere in the world. And so businesses need to be equipped with the right technology to do this and do it reliably and efficiently. And so it's not as simple as we can be the best there is in the market. We need to be the best that we can be everywhere, because these big brands and these users everywhere expect the same experience. They expect the same quality of service when they're engaging with this brand. It doesn't matter. It's not like a user in one country is going to be like, oh, well, you know, I know we're in this country and the communications is crap here, so it's expected that I'm not going to get a message from a brand. Like, no, they want to get that message from the brand. They want to engage. So as a provider, you have to look at the global scale the same way that you look at cost optimization.
And it seems to me that with the advent of mobility, that what you're talking about is more true than ever, that, you know, we're continuously connected to the companies that we do business with. And to your point, whether we're moving from state to state or province to province or country to country, we probably don't even think about the idea that maybe it would be different just because we're in a different place.
I mean, with mobile and the internet, like, there are no borders, right? It's the World Wide Web for a reason. It's global from the onset. And I just think, like you said, the more you engage with the brand, the average consumer doesn't even think about where they're engaging from. I mean, obviously, if we're talking about like a Spotify or one of those where there's content restrictions, you can't access certain music because of licensing in other countries, like, that's a little different. But the average, you know, online service that you're engaging with, social media platforms, doesn't matter where you're accessing it from. It should be the same experience no matter where you are.
You know, before we move on, could you give me some examples of this in play where maybe you had a customer that in fact really wasn't delivering this and you've made it possible for them to do so?
Absolutely. So we have one of the largest social networks brands in the world that it's not that they weren't doing it well, but they were actually looking for ways to improve conversion rates, looking for ways to not only give a better experience, but at the same time, if they could save some money, they would like to do that as well, even if it was the same quality. So it was a combination of, again, that ratio. When we first engaged with them, that initial engagement was about, I don't know, 25 operators across the global scale. And this is somebody that's working with lots of providers. It's not like they just have one provider in place and now they're looking to make some changes. They had multiple providers. In fact, everything was based off of an algorithm-based routing engine. So it would only award traffic to the providers that were performing the best in that price quality ratio. And there were certain markets that we targeted first where we knew we could make an immediate impact. And then the algorithm started testing some of the other destinations, and we quickly saw that traffic increase. I mean, we're talking about going from, like I said, 25 operators to now we're in several hundred operators that we're powering for them, including over 100 million SMS a month. And the growth is just outstanding. It's an excellent example of being able to scale to support not only the sizable volume, but also their globally distributed user base in a cost-effective and high-quality way. And so, you know, that is one of the biggest pieces that we've been able to showcase, not just for these large brands, but even some of these medium-sized brands that have users in all the English-speaking countries, for example. And we're able to provide such value in different markets that, again, it's a consistent, reliable way for the end user to experience the service.
I'm so glad you included in your example companies that are not necessarily huge. I'm wondering whether there's a story here for companies, organizations that perceive themselves as really regional. Because it seems to me they might really may seem to have the same requirement. After all, the ultimate customer could be anywhere.
Yeah, I mean, the story doesn't change if we're talking about someone who's a global user base or more regional. You know, at the end of the day, it's about creating an exciting experience for your customers. And that needs to be like strategically aligned across all departments. Anytime the customer is engaging with your brand, whether it's immediately through the product, service, website, app, whatever it may be, or how they engage with their support team, all that is creating a brand image and a brand experience. And you need to be able to have your best foot forward at all times. So when you work with providers through all this communication and engagement use cases, you need to make sure that they understand your expectations of price and quality, because at the end of the day, both of those can directly impact the user's experience. And so working with a provider that may have some advantageous routing capabilities like us, even in a regional play, a smaller mid-sized company, the value there is sometimes there's connectivity issues with providers downstream. Sometimes there's latency that's causing delays in your messages. Being able to understand that that's happening in real time and have alternative routes set up that help you get around those situations in real time, and then once they're resolved, if necessary, route back to the original providers and routes. That's something that's important, rather than relying on someone who pretty much they have a direct connection. That's great in typical cases, but stuff happens. You know, the SMS is a store and forward technology, and things happen, and you need to have a provider who's flexible and agile. And that's the thing about our platform. It's all of those things.
So, you know, Sean, you know, with a person has a lot of experience with this industry, why did you choose Mito? What made you decide to go with them?
Well, I've been, you know, part of a startup in the CPaaS space, and was there for a very long time. I mean, over 10 years now. And when it was my time to look for my next thing, I was actually introduced to Mito and got to see the platform, like under the hood. I know I've talked a little bit about it already and its uniqueness, but when I really saw how dynamic it could be, the potential of what it could do for helping improve overall engagement, and some of the use cases where it relies so heavily on deliverability, especially in some difficult destinations. I mean, the technology itself was fascinating and more powerful than I'd really seen at a lot of the other providers in the space at the time. And at the same time, the people that were involved were very quick to make decisions, were very quick to share with me their ambitions. And, you know, I'm very big on personal growth. I'm very big on supporting others and helping everyone level up along the way. And I really felt like the group of people that I would be working with were going to challenge me. They were going to pull me up. They were going to push me into new directions as I built out the team, you know, here in North and South America. And the ride that we've been on the last 18 months, like, I hate self-promoting so much. It's really like not what I'm trying to do here and talk about myself. But I mean, in the 18 months, we've been on a rocket ship, and it has surpassed what I expected us to accomplish by this point. And I'm very happy that I made the decision to join here. And I'm very, very excited about what we're going to do over the next couple of years.
Well, tell me a little bit about that. You know, and what's connected to today's discussion, what's coming up?
Well, you know, when we talk about global and scale, a lot of the things that are coming up most consistently in our customer conversations has to do with the chat app channels. You know, different regions have different dominant market share players in that space. You know, you've got your WhatsApps and your Facebook Messengers, your Vibers, Telegrams, et cetera. And we have all of those available, right? We can have you integrate them, build them yourselves with our API tools. And we also have some pre-built solutions. And I think this is where we're starting to carve our own lane, is around making ourselves the easiest communications platform to work with in the world. Whether that means how you engage with us or how the actual service is. And that's our ambition. And along those lines, it's creating the ability for someone who's sophisticated enough to build their own solution. We've got all the tools and technical capabilities, and on the back end, everything's connected and works. Separately, if you're not so savvy or sophisticated when it comes to communications, we want to have pre-built solutions available that are almost plug and play, that you can just log in like a SaaS service and it works for, like, let's say your support team. We have a conversations omni-channel tool where your agents can just log into this portal and have one-on-one conversations with your end customers through any channel that they desire, whether it's web chat, WhatsApp, SMS, any of the other OTTs I've mentioned, and it all centralizes into one contact folder. So you know you can reach your customer through their preferred channel anytime. And besides being trained on how to use the portal, it's just as intuitive as texting and messaging on your phone. And it's a simple inbox. There's no limited to no integration necessary. And so at the end of the day, we want it to be available and accessible to everyone in the most easiest way possible. So we're really fixated on this build versus built model. And I think that's where it's going. You've got the large enterprises, sophisticated players out there that know what they're doing with APIs and the chat apps and SMS. The next level is helping everyday business, the mid-market business, the ones that don't have those technical resources, be able to give their customers those delightful experiences through their engagement channels and go beyond just one channel, especially when we go global and different pockets have different preferred channels. So that was a lot to answer.
I'm so glad you talked about that, because it sort of connects what we were talking about earlier. And I think you're right that the mother load of opportunity, if you will, out there might be these smaller firms that don't see themselves on a global footing, to your point earlier, but who really, you know, the opportunity exists to get them to have sort of an offering that does allow that level of experience that maybe they didn't think they need or could ever offer.
Yeah. I mean, look, we've got multiple high volume accounts, these big VIP traffic accounts relying on us. But we also have a massive emphasis on serving the mid-market and the SMB customers, because we know, like you said, they may not see themselves having these types of experiences because the current tools that are available are either really complex, they don't know where to start, they're difficult to get going. We're trying to make it as simple as possible and as pre-built as possible, so the level of effort to get started is minimal. Because at the end of the day, like I said, brands differentiate from each other with how their customers experience their service. And that applies to all industries. The Apples of the world, they separated themselves. I mean, there's lots of reasons, but some of the main reasons is just how simple it is, how elegant it is. And that applies to lots of different industries. And if we can make the communications and how they engage with their customers just a little bit easier, a little bit better, a little bit more elegant, they are going to shine, and that's, I hope, will be a winning combination for us.
So, Sean, I want to thank you for joining me today on this podcast and talking about scaling for global connectivity. And I really want to thank you for connecting the dots to almost everybody we reach, to people that are looking for new opportunities, for new conversations, to talk to companies that may not have really thought of themselves in this way. And even for the enterprise end users that we reach to, you know, some of them sometimes, despite the scale, have not really thought of themselves in this way or thought that they could really do this and in an easy manner. So I want to thank you for doing that. So, Sean, where can we learn more?
The easiest place would just be our website, which is mito.ch. It has all the information you could want to know about the integrations, the different channels, all the different products and services we offer. Also, if you want to stay up to date on what we're working on, we have our blog page on our website there, which gives, you know, the latest and greatest information. And then myself as well, you know, I'm on LinkedIn. That's probably the easiest way for people to get in touch with me. If they want to connect, discuss any of these topics, you know, just talk about the industry, talk about whatever, that's completely fine. I'm an open book.
Well, Sean, again, thank you very much indeed for joining us. I know we're going to be podcasting Mito again very soon. And Sean, I hope I get to podcast you again soon as well. So for now, thanks very much. Have a good afternoon.
Thank you for having me.